Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rubeling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball towards center. Weatherly settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Weatherly. Miles moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miles moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miles scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack misplays the ball. That's an error on Mack. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Beckman fields it and throws to first for the out. Trotsky moves to third. Bell moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Bell moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Rubeling reaches third base with a triple. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rubeling scores. two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckman moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Milner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rubeling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman misplays the ball. That's an error on Chapman. Keltner scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Beckman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckman moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckman scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Howell now pitching. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Rubeling bunts towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Wally Moses pinch hits for Crash Davis. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Fred Chapman. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is walked intentionally. Al Brancato pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Benny McCoy now playing second base. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman pinch hits for Frankie Pitlock. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Dixie Howell. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckman covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.